Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it.
Welcome, welcome, and you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so excited that you are here with us, and it's interesting. I thought it was going to be, I know they talked about rain all day today, and I thought, oh, we got out of it. We missed it, but as we were driving up here, we started to feel it.
We need it so badly.
We do need it, definitely. But at the same time, it's all about how it makes us feel. So anyways, well, I do want to welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with my friend Marcia.
Good morning.
I like your scarf.
Thank you.
It's scarf weather again.
I know. I wasn't ready to give him up yet, so I'm glad it's gotten a little cold.
I know. And me too. I got my scarf on. And Matt, where's your scarf? He's got his hoodie, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I do want to invite you to our show here, and I am so glad. I still sound nasally.
It's going to be a month or so before you're back to normal.
Yeah, everybody's been saying that, and it's funny because there was a lady yesterday that missed an appointment, and she's like, I can't believe I've never done this. I overslept because it's the cold that keeps on giving.
I know. I don't know what it is.
I'm telling you.
Luckily, the flu hasn't really hit
hard. Don't even go there. Don't even talk about that.
I know.
So anyways, well, I am so glad that you are starting your day here with the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We've got Matt on our line here. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And, I always call these days soup day. But, you know, it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's like, what kind of soup can we make today, right? And then this morning we're going to go have coffee with Betty, our balanced parenting coach, and that is over at Chocolatine over in Thousand Oaks. So if anybody is up for a nice little cappuccino and, come join us from 9:30 to I think it's 11. So, and I'm going to be there. And so definitely I'd love to meet you out there and meet all her people that she does this. I think it's the first Tuesday of every month. Is it the first Tuesday today? I don't know. Anyways, yeah.
Yes. No.
So.
Yes.
Okay. I know. Don't you feel like I don't know how these days ended up getting shorter. I'm telling you. I feel like I use them to the every last advantage, but I still can't get everything
done. I do
too,
except for yesterday. I swear, no matter how hard I tried, I could not get anything done.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. My daughter was homesick, and, it throws your whole day off. You have a schedule, and then you're all of a sudden catering to this person that's home that's not supposed to be home. I don't know what it was, and it was overcast.
Yeah.
And it's not like I got absolutely nothing done, but I did not get what I wanted to get done.
Yeah, you didn't have your list, right?
I did have my list, and nothing got checked off. I ended up being distracted by other things, and I did do laundry and clean the kitchen and all that kind of junk, but I didn't.
Why do we think that that's not valuable?
No, it is, but that's always at the beginning of my list. But I didn't get past the first four things.
Yeah, because a mom and a woman has to do so much before they can even get into anything for themselves, And I think that's something that I just want to know how are you doing it out there? How do you make your day rock? What do you put first on your list? Always, you take your shower. I mean, my first on my list is my husband and I always have coffee together every single morning. And let me tell you, it's like, one more minute in bed. No, five more minutes. I keep hitting that snooze button. But then You know, it's like we have our time together, and then it's like, okay, then he's got to go.
Start the day.
Yeah, so then he's, you know.
Our house is much more tumultuous than that in the morning because my kids have to leave very early for school because they go to school 40 minutes away. So it is quite the...
I know, isn't it? It's a juggle. I don't know anymore. It's a juggle. And then I think... And that's one of the reasons why I call it Motivational Monday is I need every single thing I can possibly to pick me up and move me over, you know.
And what is it when you have one thing that changes in your schedule? My son John started lacrosse this week. It's high school lacrosse. So they have what's called two-a-days. So they were 6 in the morning. They were practicing yesterday at 6 in the morning. He goes to school in West Hills, so it is pretty far. And so he had to leave at 5 or 5:15 because he has to be dressed and ready to go at 6. And it threw, maybe that's what threw my entire day. And then he had to go back at 7, so we had to eat early, dinner early. It's just, it's very annoying.
It's very real. All of us moms out there are juggling all of our kids, our husband, our parents. You know, you have so many dynamics to our lives that I think, it's important to
and every time
stay
their
target.
Schedule changes, it affects us.
No question.
Incredibly.
Well, today we're going to be talking actually with Todd Pachten, and he is the author of Finding Happiness, in which he is actually going to be joining us in a couple weeks. So I'm so excited to be announcing this, and I told you guys that we were going to be doing a motivational, inspirational mixer, and so we're just kind of finalizing that, but I will put it on my website, on my Facebook. I would love all of you to join us for that. Also, today we're going to be talking about, though, is Valentine's here in a couple weeks, right? Actually, next week.
No, it's a week and a half.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay.
Like, it's not next weekend, although a lot of people will celebrate it next weekend. Saturday's the 11th, but it's the 14th, so it would be, is that Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Which, I don't know.
Which, you know, I used to own a florist. Of the week is the best time if you own a florist for Valentine's Day, even though I hated Valentine's Day because people that never order flowers order them and then expect them to be perfect. And, you know, it's not the best time to buy flowers. I hate to say that.
Well, it's the most expensive, isn't it?
It's expensive. And, you know, they grow them to be cut for Valentine's Day. And so... I just don't think it's the peak of the flower.
Right.
You know?
Well,
but.
According to Todd, most of us tend to ignore the most important person on Valentine's Day. Do you know who that is?
In my house?
That's true.
Maybe
huh?
The dogs.
Matt,
no.
Do you have any idea who the most important person is?
He's blank. Good answer.
I'm totally looking at. I'm sorry.
Good answer.
That was a good answer. No, it is ourselves, you know, because so many of us think about everybody else and we forget about ourselves.
Okay, I disagree with this.
Oh, okay.
Because I think there's times in your life that is true, and on an everyday basis, you need to pay attention to yourself. But Valentine's Day is for the people you love to tell them you and show them you love in a way that you don't normally. Maybe that is true that you need to love yourself. But I also think it would be really great if we would be outside of ourselves and do something for other people that we don't even know.
And, you know, we talked about that yesterday, is just walk up or, you know, go buy a rose for somebody that has touched your life, you know.
Or have a smile on your face.
That's a great one, yeah. In fact, Todd, are you there? Todd?
Back with all of you.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very, very good. People are concerned because I live in Foxborough, so of course I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh,
I'm so depressed. But I said, look, I'm 46 years old. I'm not 16. I'm okay. Don't worry.
Hey, what a great ending to a game, though. It could have gone either way, which is really fun.
Down to the wire.
Football game, and we're spoiled out here in Boston. We've had plenty of wins, so we're
it actually fine. Was. To be honest with
and
you, I'm coming so from
excited,
California,
you know, I don't know if you know or if Tim's mentioned it, but we were trying to put together a great event at the end of February where I'll come out and be with all of you and all of the listeners in person. So it's going to be great.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
I just said that at this amazing winery out in Westlake, and yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. I can't wait to meet you in person.
You know what, though? I got to
February 21st, right?
That's right.
I don't mean to be disagreeable, but frankly, I thought the game was really boring until the last quarter.
Yeah, that last minute. What did you think about the commercials?
I thought the game, the commercials weren't that great either.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think the football game was so great.
No, I know.
I mean, so.
I agree.
But the last moment of the football game really made it memorable, so that's okay, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're getting a little old, the Patriots. let's talk about self-love, because it's the biggest thing that I think that we really need to improve in this country.
I agree with you.
I don't love ourselves. It really affects our whole life.
Well, and it's hard to love other people when you don't love yourself.
So true. And I just want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am your host, Kim. I'm here with Marcia. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Todd Pachtin, and his book is Finding Happiness. He's going to actually be joining us here out on February 21st, which is a Tuesday, which is a great night because not a lot of people have anything else going on. So I think it's going to be fabulous. And he's going to be...
Square.
You got it. And we're going to be,
80s, right?
Yeah, we got lots to give away, and you're going to have one of his books. It's great. So definitely email me if you are interested at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. So, and or else just call us right now at 805-639-0008 so we can get you an invitation out to you.
And we said where it's going to be?
Yes, at the Hamilton, J.F. Hamilton winery out there. So
cool.
We are going to...
anything at a winery has to be good.
I know, exactly. Let me tell you. And this winery is kind of cool. They actually blend it to how you want it.
Oh.
So it's a very cool winery. It's fairly new, so... But anyway, so I'm really excited. So talk to us about self-love. How come, you know, we have that little negative voice inside us, you know, a lot of the times, and we kind of throws us into our little pity city, and then how do we pull ourselves out?
Well, I mean, I believe that the reason we're all so unhappy and depressed or anxious, so many of us, and really the greatest country that was ever created, Kim, if you look at it from a democratic and economic standpoint, is I believe we've really misunderstood the American success story. I think all of our grandparents came over to America from different countries. My grandpa Ruby came from Russia, and they were just so thrilled that they could be here and practice any religion, you know, that they wanted, and they could work as hard as they chose to work. My grandpa Ruby 7 days a week, and they would look at what they did wrong so they could constantly improve and move up the corporate ladder and maybe even own their own business. And the problem is, even though I think if you spoke to my grandpa and said, Ruby, why are you working 7 days a week? Why do you just look at what you do wrong? He would say, to feed my growing family and also because I want my grandson, Todd, and his kids to be happy in America. But we're not. And the reason we're not happy, Kim and Marcia, is because what we learned from our parents is how we act. So my father learned from his father just to work, and look at what he did wrong. And he really wasn't a real happy guy. He was very successful. And I grew up the same way. I looked at everything I did wrong, but not what I did right. And that's what's happening in America. Most of us do 100 things right for every one thing we do wrong, but we just dwell on the wrong thing.
Well, look at the election cycle.
Successful in business, but it also makes us incredibly unhappy because if you're just looking at what you do bad, you feel bad about yourself.
Well, and look at the election cycle. They tend to focus on the negative instead of on the positive, and, you know, that just puts everybody in a bad mood.
Well, anybody who watches TV or reads the paper, what sells is earthquakes and kids who are raped and, you know, the politicians who are corrupt. So everything tends to be very negative. And I was blessed, as I think I shared with you before, I was very successful, but I had a nervous breakdown at the age of 36, which for me really freed me because I looked around and I said, I've got this beautiful wife, wonderful son, my company's soaring, and I was suicidal for 2 days. And I said, you know, what's wrong here? And it's because I was just torturing myself. If I did, you know, 5 motivational speeches in a week and one wasn't great, you know, the 4 I thought were great, I would just dwell on that. Week after week, I just made myself very, very unhappy. And as human beings, we have to realize that we're human. Human in the dictionary equals fallible, and fallible equals making mistakes. So we're always going to make at least one mistake, and if we've set the game up so that if we do a million things right and just one thing wrong, we focus on the wrong thing, we're always going to be unhappy.
You know, Todd, I mean, really, if you look at all the great people that have invented anything, how many times did they do things wrong? I mean, and every time you do something wrong, it's something that you can learn from, but don't beat yourself up about it.
Well, and it's one step closer to the right thing.
Right. And, you know, and that's really why I do my show. I mean, you just nailed it right on the nose is why I do my show, because I want to give people a positive show, a feel-good show, a show that's going to make them, you know, look at other people's journeys and know they're okay. What they're doing is going to matter in the long run, not for every day, you know, their criticism on themselves every day.
And words are so powerful. You know, when you use the word wrong, wouldn't it be so much better if we said learning? You know, every time you do something that doesn't work, you're learning.
That's, well, absolutely.
So much happier than every time you do something that doesn't work, it's wrong.
We both have teenage kids, and, you know, trying to instill in them that you want to do your best. And when my kids come home with the not the best grade or whatever, I'll say, did you do the best you could have done? And if they say yes, then I just let them alone. And if they say no, then I say, well, then what could you have done? If you're unhappy with this grade or this whatever, then what could you have done? What process could you have done to make it better instead of, you know, beating yourself up?
I travel the country and I speak in high schools, and I actually have a 17-year-old son. And I try to teach parents how to raise happy, successful kids as opposed to just kids who are stressed out of their minds. In fact, the 23rd, after I visit with you, I'll be going to the Pleasanton School District in San Francisco, which is a very high-achieving school district, and they're having a lot of trouble with stress. So absolutely, I try to teach parents that when you get a report card and you've got 4 A's and 1 B-, you know, if you just focus on the B-, it's a very negative thing. You know, what's wrong with you? Why didn't you do better? Why not just focus on the 4 A's and ignore the B-? The child gets the same message that A's are what you want, but it's a much more positive way of looking at it. And I totally agree. I mean, if the kid's doing the best he can, you know, we should be happy with his performance.
I don't know that my child has ever said, yes, I did the best I could. No. I think they usually...
Well, they're very honest.
If you say it that way... They usually come up with, well, no, I probably could have studied more, or I, you know, and it's like, are you happy with your grade? Are you happy with it? If you're not happy, then you can change it. If you are satisfied with what you got, then fine.
Yeah,
The reason it's so important that we as adults look at our lives and say, are we, you know, happy? Are we stressed? And the problem is most Americans will tell you that they're really not as happy as they wanted to be when they were little, when they envisioned their life. A whole lot more stressed out than they'd like to be.
You know,
but they'll tell you that they'll gut it out. You know, they're 40, 50, 60, 30, and their dad was like this, and their mom was like this, and their parents were like this. And you know what? They'll gut it out.
But
it's painful to change. It's difficult to change. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. But I need them to understand that their children will be just like them. In fact, when they say to me, Todd, look, I can get it out. My dad was like this. My grandpa was like this. They're basically proving my point. We're always like the, you know, people before us. I want you to feel so much pain to say, look, you know, why should my kids have to be this way? So I want you to change for them. They'll learn from you if you learn how to handle stress better.
So what are some...
You learn to balance your life more towards the entire family as opposed to just being a workaholic.
What are some steps we can use?
The worst in America these days is quality time. Quality time allows... all of the workaholics in America to say, great, I can work 80 hours a week and just give one good half hour to my daughter and one good half an hour to my son. But kids don't work like that way. It's quantity time. It's when you're just sitting at home and they run up to you and say, hey, Dad, look at this amazing YouTube video or watch the show with me. So very, very important parents realize that their kids will be like them. Change for your kids.
There you go. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we are talking to Todd Patkin right now. Todd, what are some of the steps that we can take so that we don't have to repeat our past and our parents' past? You know, that we can be our own person, be vibrant at who we want to be, because there's so many times, you know, that I remember just this morning I woke up saying, oh my God, husband, you know, that, honey, I need to somehow remove myself so I can get back on what I love. And you know what I mean? Sometimes we get
well, the first the first thing is you have to decide. Tony Robbins teaches decision. Decide in its Latin form means to break with the past. People who meet me nowadays say, Todd, you know, I would love to be like you. You're so relaxed. You've really figured out what makes people happy. How can I be like you? And I say, if you want me to guarantee it, I say, Tim, if you want me to guarantee it, you need to have a nervous breakdown. And I truly believe that you need to have something that's so horrific, whether it's cancer, God forbid, but you beat it, where you say, this is insane. You know, I have this one life to live. As far as I know, we don't have a second. And you need something that's going to be strong enough that brings you to threshold so you change. Because I have a 12-week program. That's what I'd recommend. Any of your listeners who want to change, go to my website at www.findinghappinessthebook.com. findinghappinessthebook.com. My entire 12-week program is free on the website. You'll just go to 12 weeks. You'll see me on video each week for 5 minutes explaining what to do. The first week is adding a little exercise. The next week is adding some motivational reading or tapes. The third week is being easier on yourself. But each of these things is a major change if you're 40 or 50 years old. Being easier on yourself is completely changing everything you've done. Most of us have been meaner to ourselves than we've been to anyone else in the universe, so it's very difficult. And you can't be a perfectionist at this. If this takes you, you know, instead of 12 weeks, if it takes you 12 months, boy, if you, you know, you're 40 years old and you take a whole year and you change the next 60 years of your life, because most of us are going to live to be 100. So the first thing is to decide, because this stuff isn't easy. Decide, you know, that you're going to push through it. You're going to make a change for you and for your kids and then for their kids.
Okay, Todd, I'm hoping that not everybody here has to have a nervous breakdown or get cancer. I did have cancer, and it did change my attitude, but I don't pray that for people.
No.
I hope that they decide they want change regardless of that. So we're going to go on the positive thought that maybe they don't have to hit rock bottom.
If they don't have something, you know, that happens to them, then they have to really decide.
Right. You're saying that
they have to make that decision and really stick by it. So that's all I'm saying.
That can be a catalyst, but
that they make a forceful decision.
Okay.
Right. So it's like you need something life-altering. And when that happens, this is the decision that you need to make.
Or you need to make a conscious decision, regardless of whether you had that life-altering.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Most people make, you know, New Year's resolutions. And, you know, you make a New Year's resolution, and it really doesn't work. The main reason is because it hasn't been important to you enough. You know, if you say, I'm going to lose weight, unless you make it in necessity, well, all of a sudden it's raining and you say, you know, I don't want to run in the rain. Well, if it was a 100% necessity, of course you'd run in the rain. You said you're going to run every 3 days a week, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's raining.
So after they decide, then what, and I know you have that program, but what is the next step?
Well, once they decide that they're absolutely going to do it, the first step on the process is, for me, it's exercise. And the reason that exercise is so important is, it's like fertilizing the ground, getting things ready. Anytime you start exercising, it relaxes you. It makes you feel more powerful. It enables you to do the other 11 steps.
And it gives you positive
endorphins. It's like a natural antidepressant. And it's also amazing for sleep. We grossly underestimate the importance of sleep in our country.
Oh, I know. And they say most of our problems are due to sleep deprivation, really.
So, Todd, I have a question for you. So how can people start to actually change the way they see themselves?
Well, I think it's the most important thing is to ask yourself, you know, first off, are you happy with your life? And if people say, you know what, I'm really not that happy, and then, you know, ask yourself, do I generally look at myself in a positive light, or do I put myself down? And most people, I think, if they're honest, will say, I always beat myself up. And then I think you need to, you know, make a commitment to love yourself as much as you love other people.
And
we need to be our own best cheerleaders, Kim.
And we're back to our beginning of our conversation with Valentine's Day coming up. Is something, do something nice for yourself. We, you know, one thing that Kim and I have been doing is going to, you know, there's a lot of these inexpensive massage places.
Yes.
That you don't take your clothes off. You know, it can either be foot massage or whole body massage, but I'll tell you, it really does make a difference to have somebody touch your body like
that. And if you've been
I think it's very important to do, you know, something nice for yourself. But the main thing is, how do you talk to yourself? Because we're with ourselves a lot more than we're with other people. And most people just really bring themselves down.
That is so true. You are so right.
Let's say that you gave a speech, and it was an hour and a half speech, and you did it flawlessly. But the last minute of the speech, you dropped your paper and you fumbled around a little bit. Now, most people who saw you speak would say, you know what? I didn't realize that this person was that good. That was an unbelievable speech. They wouldn't even notice the last minute that you fumbled with the paper. But most people would be focused the whole next week on, I totally screwed up the presentation. What an idiot I am. And it's, and again, we're human, so we're fallible, so we're going to make a mistake. And if we make one little mistake for all these other wonderful things we do, and then we torment ourselves and torture ourselves, we're literally ruining our life. We're setting ourselves up so we can't be happy.
I totally agree. And anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad you are starting your day with us here. And we're talking to Todd Patkin. We're talking about self-love and finding happiness. All of us, we deserve it. We deserve the very, very best. And that's what I talk about here on my show, Kim Pagano Show. So, Todd, what, you know, I know we've given some tips and we've given some, you know, things to start thinking about. Give us something that, you know, one last thing that we should do before everybody sees you on the 21st.
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, start thinking about how you do speak to yourself. You know, for example, if you had a loved one who came home and you were home and they knocked on the door and they said, Mom or sister or best friend, I can't believe what I just did today. I am the stupidest person in the world. I can't believe I said that to my boss or my mother or whomever. You, because you love them, would say, don't be silly. They probably didn't even hear it. You're a wonderful person. You know, let's go out for an ice cream. You do so many other great things. So you're, because you love them, you're showing them love, compassion. But normally we do the exact opposite with ourselves. If we come home to an empty house, we actually take it a step further. You know, we won't only say, my God, we're so stupid, how could we say that? We'll say, and, you know, 18 years ago, we said something similar to Grandpa, and, you know, 8 years ago, we said something similar to this person and that person. My God, you know, we are just so useless. We're just so, you know, awful. So I want you to start simply noticing for now when you're mean to yourself. Later on, as we meet on the 21st and as we speak some more, we'll get you to start changing the way that you have self-talk. But for now, I just want you to notice whether or not you do bring yourself down or whether or not you bring yourself up. That's a huge difference when you look at a Bill Clinton or a Tony Robbins or people who are successful in life. One of the main differences is how they talk to themselves. You know, ever since my breakdown now, when I make a mistake, you know, I just slough it off. Hey, I did the best I could. I'm a loving human being. We make mistakes. It really doesn't bother me like it did before then. But when I do something great, I give myself a big pat on the back. Very
okay,
different.
So I have a Valentine we can all do for ourselves, because I've done this for loved ones before and they always appreciate it. So I was just sitting here trying to think of something practical.
Right.
Okay, so I have done love boxes before where you write all kinds of nice things about somebody and then you give it to them and you say, when you're feeling down, just read one. Why can't we do that for ourselves?
Oh,
and if
my
you
gosh.
Can't bring it to yourself to write positive things about yourself, ask your friends. Say, I'm feeling down.
You know what? We're going to do
that. Let's get together and write nice things about each other. And then, you know, keep a box. And when you're not feeling good about yourself or when you need a positive reinforcement, pull it out.
I love it. We're going to do that at our women's support group. I think that is so great. And, you know, so many people, we're, like you just said, Todd, we're hard on ourselves. So ask the people that love you, because sometimes they can see all of our greatness and more than we can.
And the other thing is, I know we've all gotten wonderful cards through the years. Maybe start collecting nice cards and people send you a note saying thank you or how wonderful you are. And you can always refer back to those as well.
Yeah,
right.
I love it. Well, I can't wait till you come out. And everybody that has been listening right now, Todd Patkin, Finding Happiness, and 12 Steps to...
You'll have a wonderful time, I promise. It'll be really great.
I know.
Thanks for having me back on the show. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Kim.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're starting your day, and it is obviously it is Trivia Tuesday, and we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we've got some questions for you, and also we've got some things that you can win, so definitely give us a call at 805-639-0008. We'll be right back.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
No one told you that was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke your love life to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear when it hasn't been your day, your week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
For you, and I love that song.
I
don't know.
Too.
I could hear it all the time. It's an up song. So thank you, Matt. All right. Well, Rob Blaze with Coffee News, and we have Trivia Tuesday. And Rob, are you there? Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm here.
All right. Coffee News. Everywhere you eat, you should be finding some of their great newspapers out there. So,
yeah, Coffee News. It's the world's largest restaurant publication, and we're lucky to have editions here in Ventura, Camarillo, and Moore Park.
There you go.
We always have fun stories. Next week we've got some stories. One is about scientists who say that cuckoo birds are having a tougher time with their egg mimicking. I don't know if you knew that cuckoo birds are known for mimicking other birds' eggs, and
how do they know that they're having a tough time? That's what I want to know.
There are scientists out there that are watching these birds and watching their eggs. So
that's funny. That would be just a cool, easy job, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Interesting.
You have to find them in the wild. I don't think of cuckoo birds are usually in.
I don't know. Yeah. But okay, what else?
And then we have a New York City painter, a woman in her 90s. She's been painting her whole life. And she never really was ambitious about fame. She just did it for the love of painting. She's just newly discovered in the art world and has made a big splash in New York City.
See, it's never too late to be discovered. It's not, you know, you just keep doing what you love doing, your passion.
And a lot of painters don't get discovered till they die, so I guess she's lucky.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay.
And then there was a wedding videographer in the U.K., who was sued when the bride bride and groom got their product and they reviewed the video, and all it was the camera pointing down filming people's feet.
No way. He had a foot fetish. Okay.
Yeah, that is
there's
drunk.
A lot of other good stories and fun stuff in coffee news every week that's all over town in Ventura, Camarillo, and Moore Park.
Hey, have you heard about the little baby that they taught to play ping pong? Oh my God, you gotta.
What do you mean, how small?
Is that on YouTube?
Yes, I saw it. It was amazing. I even saw it on TV too, but it's this little baby. He put him on, you know.
Like what, a year old?
Maybe.
Because he stand?
No,
already?
He sits on the ping pong table and the dad just keeps hitting the balls. And when he's paying attention, he gets them every time. And when he's not, he's like, hello? Oh, okay, yeah. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. It's amazing. Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing how young you can learn to be able to do something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, so what is our, well, let's start with what is our prize for today? And if anybody's just joining us right now, we are talking to Rob Blaze from Coffee News, and you can find Coffee News anywhere from Ventura to Moore Park to Camarillo and any of your restaurants. And if you can't find it there, ask for it because he'll get it there. So, today I see you have a 45-minute facial, manicure, and pedicure at the Simi Valley Adult School for Cosmetology.
This is great just in time for Valentine's Day. You know, if you're a woman, you can pamper yourself if you win this prize, or if you're a man.
Every time I'm getting my nails done, I see men, so I think you can pamper yourself, whatever you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
I
go into salons all over town every week, you know, and I do see
a lot of men. Half my clientele is men, so yes.
Yeah.
There you go. So, all right. So do you have an easy one this time for us? Because we kind of got stooped last time, I'm telling you. I want my listeners to have an easy time. We just had, Super Bowl. They're a little tired, right?
Yes. Well, this one shouldn't be too hard.
All right. And well, let me
give some hints if people... can't get it, but it is about something that's been around a long time.
Yeah, okay. So, perfect. Let me give out our phone number again, 805-639-0008. And if for some reason we don't get a winner for the first hour, if you hear it again from 1 to 2, 805-419-0008 is the number then. But for right now, 805-639-0008. Give us a call. Okay.
And let me mention also that if you want to learn more about the cosmetology offerings at Simi Valley Adult School, I'll post the link on your Facebook page so people that want to find out more can later go to your Facebook page. And while you're there, like the Kim Pagano Show, because we always want to have more likes and you can keep connected. And then you can check out the link to the adult school over there and learn more about that as well.
Perfect. There you go. Okay. So what is our trivia question?
Okay, here's the trivia question today is, what company manufactures Band-Aid brand bandages? Everyone's heard of Band-Aids and Band-Aid brand. What's the company that manufactures them?
I like it. I like it. If anybody's just joining us right now and you've got that answer, give us a call at 805-639-0008. We've got what company manufactures Band-Aids? And it's a brand bandage. So our lines are lighting up right now, 805-639-0008.
Run to your bathroom and look in the cabinet.
I know. Hello. Yeah, there you go. You know, or if you're Mary Poppins, you just look in your purse. You know?
That's right.
So there you go. Well, thank you so much, Rob. And I will let you know who our winner is, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I'll post that link on your Facebook page, too.
You got it. All right. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. So with that, that's kind of an easy one. I think he gave us a break there.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you know the answer on that one?
I do.
Okay, good.
I think I do.
Okay. So, you know, what a great idea that you had for the box of putting, you know, because a lot of times, you know, and it's funny because I just was saying this to my mom, is a lot of times we, you know, you get in a rut with even our friends of people that you want to go to a movie and maybe your husband's not available and you're kind of going, God, I don't have anybody to go. Sometimes I have like my favorite list, you know, and you're on it. Don't worry. No,
I wasn't. Worried,
I know. I'm just kidding. No, but you know, it's, so you have, remember who those people are that want to be with you, that enjoy being with your company. And, that's what it's all about. So,
Something fun to do.
Something fun.
And something positive to do for yourself or someone else.
Exactly. There. So our next guest is going to be actually Nancy Pristine, and she is another National Happiness and Well-Being
Ambassador.
Ambassador, thank you. And she's going to be talking to us about... Okay, I'm like
making a difference.
Yeah, but not giving our soul away, you know, of having a good life but not giving our soul away.
That is hard because I mean, I really believe in volunteerism and giving back to the community or to people around you, but sometimes it just does suck the life out of you.
It does. Sometimes I mean, you know, it's crazy because you have 3 kids, I have 4 kids. By the time I just get done with my own family, and then my friends and my parents and, you know, any relatives, that kind of thing, I am like, there's like barely any more time for me.
Yeah, but we have both, over the years, done lots of volunteer work and lots of stuff for other people. And it does bring me incredible amount of joy, and as well as doing something good for the community. And there's nothing like getting yourself out of a rut if you volunteer or help somebody else. But there is that next step where you just gave too much away.
Oh,
where
my
you
gosh.
Have then,
yeah, how do you, you're so
it's
right.
It's like balance is the key because yeah. there, you know, then you just feel resentful and mad and
yeah,
and
you want to stay in the, this feels good. I'm doing this because I feel good about what I'm doing.
Or I'm helping other people. But when it gets to the point that you are ignoring your own family and your own life and volunteering or giving back becomes a chore, then you've gone too far.
There you go. All right. Well, we had tons of calls, and I know we have Jacqueline on the line. And Jacqueline, I hope that you have the right answer. And thank you so much for calling Kim Pagano's show. Where are you calling from?
Ventura.
Oh, cool. And is this your first time listening?
Well, first time calling.
Oh, yay.
On a regular basis as I drive around.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay. And what's your favorite part of our show? What have we talked about that you loved?
All the different things that are happening in Ventura.
Oh, cool. Great. Good, because I've got some other really great guests coming on from all over Ventura, just, you know, that they have great things going on in their life. So, perfect. Okay, so...
Kind of keep you up to date as far as, you know, what's happening.
Very good. And, you know, and I want to tell you, I don't know if you've picked up a Ventura Breeze, but I'm in there, and I write a column periodically. I've been really busy with other things lately, but I do have my ad in there. But that's another great way of finding out what's going on in Ventura. So definitely.
All right.
All right. So what company manufactures Band-Aid brand bandages?
Johnson & Johnson.
Yay! You are so right. All right.
And I'm a home health therapist. So.
Oh, wow. There you go. All right. Well, I love the music. All right. Well, great. I am so excited for you. And we're going to put you back to Matt, and we'll get all your information. And Rob will be sending you over a 45-minute facial manicure and pedicure at Simi Valley Adult School.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. And keep listening and share me with all your friends.
Oh, definitely.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. So we're going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Hi.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and congratulations to Jacqueline. She is our winner of our Trivia Tuesday with Coffee News. All right, and we do have our next guest. We have Nancy Pristine. Nancy, are you there? Nancy? Did we lose her? Oh. Nancy? Okay. Well, she was going to be talking to us about her book is The Zen Game and how to win at the game of life without selling yourself and your soul, right? And that's kind of what we were talking a little bit about is, you know, Marcia, you and I are definitely givers. There's givers and there's takers, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you...
You know, and it is funny because, and I don't mean to sound negative, but anytime you go and you volunteer somewhere for a long time, it's the same 10 people.
Isn't that amazing? Like the whole time we were doing PTA,
basically, you know, there's however many families in a school, and it's the same 25 people every
time.
Yeah,
now I'm at another school, you're at a different school, it's the same people again.
Right.
I know.
And that, you know, and I do know there's a lot of people that don't have the time to... volunteer and I do want to say though, if your kids are especially in elementary school age, if you want to know the kids your kids are hanging out with, go volunteer in
yeah.
the classroom
well,
and
that
in the school.
Is, you know,
because you get so, and you this tragedy that's happened at that school, and I don't know where is it? It's in Los Angeles somewhere where some kids were being abused, and I'm not saying that wouldn't have happened if you were volunteering, but I do think that you would have a better idea of when your kids make that I'm happy to I'm totally miserable stage if you were around.
Yeah, you're
once
right.
Once in a while.
Yeah. You know, and I kind of want to just briefly, this thing with the teachers and the school, oh my gosh, you know, we need to talk to our children more often, and we need to really make sure of what, you know, I think you need to ask your kids what's going on at school. And I think it is, it's important for us to be there to see if we feel a
well,
weird
the,
feeling.
The thing with this one, the first guy, I don't know about the second person and whether
yeah.
he's guilty.
And now they let the whole entire...
Yeah, but the first guy, how many years was that going on?
Yeah.
And nobody took that seriously.
And here's what the bad part is. His scores. He wasn't even a great teacher. People didn't like him. Why didn't
well,
they,
and
you know?
People had complained about him before, and nobody took the complaint seriously. What is that about?
Right, exactly. All right.
You have to be your own kid's advocate, and if you're not getting the answers that you want, I'm not saying be, you know, jump to conclusions, but when your children change their behavior and their how they act in a classroom or how they act at home, when they're a happy child and then all of a sudden they're a miserable child, something is going on.
Right, exactly.
And get your kids some help. There's no problem, and it may not be somebody is abusing them, but maybe they just need help. Get your kids the help they need.
And so true. And you know what? Don't ever be embarrassed that you think that you haven't done a good job as a parent, because so many people think, oh, I failed. But it's
yeah.
not that. It's just, you know, do whatever it is, you know, that you need to, whoever you need to call in
right.
as a professional to help your children. I mean, they are our prize. Those are our prize
possessions. Well, and I can say this without breaking a confidence because I've talked to my son about this, but the year that I had breast cancer, I have three children, and two of them, you know, when I told them, even though I had a really, I don't want to say easy time of it, but was diagnosed early and had the best prognosis possible, during that prognosis time, we told our kids, and two of them bawled, you know, cried and bawled and got over it, basically, and dealt with it. And my other son, who holds everything in, had a really hard time. And so as time went on, maybe a month and a half later, he came to us and said, you know, Mom, I think I'm depressed. And how big he was to be able to say that.
Yeah,
some kids
I think
can't.
Absolutely.
And so we, you know, Dr. Steven that's on Mondays is the person that he went to talk to about it. And, you know, he was fabulous. But the fact that he did come, and I'm so glad he did that. He came out and said, you know, I think I'm having problems dealing with this. Our family had been through a lot of loss over a period of time. My brother had passed away and my parents had passed away. So I think John really felt, you know, everybody around him he loves is dying.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
scary
I was sick.
For a child.
Right.
Scary for anybody.
Right. And so, you know, and not that my other two didn't need help, but they seem to get their emotions out
and
much
they
easier.
Might, and Marcia, they might need it at a different time.
Right, exactly.
You know? And you know, as having three children, as having four children, I have one of my sons that has gone through depression too. And so each one handles it differently. And so we need to check in with our children because what different, you know, they all go through different. They're not, you know, cut in stone and they're
right.
All the same. You know, I know we have actually another guest on, and I guess I don't know what happened, but anyways, we're gonna change things here on the road. Anne, are you there? Hello, Anne. You know what? We're gonna just continue talking ourselves here, and that's perfect. So. But, you know, it is so true that we need to just check in with our children, our families, our lives, you
right.
know.
And believe your kids when they're saying things that, like, I need help or something's wrong or I'm not comfortable or, you know, investigate.
Yeah, and we need to be our own children's advocates.
That's right, and I am not saying the parents of that school did not do that. Who knows?
No.
You know, people that are manipulative and awful, they tend to figure out ways to, you know, threaten your children or whatever so they don't come out and tell what the evil is. But, you know, boy, I feel for those parents.
Yeah, because that was an elementary school, correct?
Right, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because second grade, third grade with the teachers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that you and I were very involved in our school, but you never know. I mean, these are strangers to us.
Right.
And we're entrusting them with our children every single day.
Right.
And we're thinking that they're doing the right thing. That is scary alone right there.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it seems like your schools don't have an open door policy, like they don't want you going in and out of the classroom, and I know that's probably true. But most schools, if you make an appointment to go sit in the classroom, you can go sit in the classroom. Not that anything's going to happen then, but you can at least get the personality of the kids that are in the classroom and your child. And so when something comes up that, you know, maybe you'll see it.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is watching our kids' patterns. You know, that
right.
is the biggest thing. If you start to watch your kids' patterns where maybe their schoolwork starts to go down or they start to isolate from their friends or they...
And it may not have anything to do with the teachers. They could be being bullied or
yeah,
they could just feel bad about their physical changes in their... You know, when kids go through puberty,
right.
there's a lot of changes and sometimes they just can't handle it.
That's it. You know, but I think that this is just such a perfect opportunity to really look at our life. And, you know, I really am, you know, sometimes you got to get off the wheel.
Right.
You know, how do you do that, Marcia? How do you, you know, kind of like look at your life and say, I want to make changes? It's hard to do
yeah.
because you still have your responsibilities that you have to take care of all the time.
I don't know that I have one way of doing that. I do know that when I am, like he was, like the last caller guest was saying, Todd, that when you exercise and you put that positiveness in your body, you do have a different perspective, and it helps in every other place in your life. I've said this many times, do yoga.
Right.
And it just helps me center myself. So I do start with exercise.
You know, we went on a, I haven't talked to you yet, but we went on a 4 mile hike.
Oh, fun.
This last Sunday.
Oh, and God, it was a beautiful day.
It was an amazing day. And let me tell you, I could barely walk. I didn't think, you know, it's like you go, go, go all the time, but then you do something that we
went up
this hill.
Well, hiking is different because you're going, you're on uneven surfaces and you're using different muscles.
Oh, yeah. I kind of slipped too and have like that, you know, yeah. But you know what? It was all good. We were spending time with our children. I was spending time with my husband. We were out in the wilderness. It was
just amazing.
And
it's a great
time
to go outside and hike before the rattlesnakes come out.
Yeah, but people don't, I mean, there was a lot of people out there, but a lot of people just don't take advantage of the outdoors.
Well, you know, in Ventura County, we are so lucky because even if you live in a town in Ventura, there's so many hiking trails and open space here. We don't realize how lucky we are when you live in it every day.
So true. And not only that, if you don't, if you live in the city or you live in a place that's, you know, maybe a little more congested, take a walk, park a little further away. By the time you get that brisk walk in you, you feel better.
Yeah, and it is fun to go walking through city, too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am so excited that you have joined us here today. I want to let you know of all the ways that you can hear. Please tune in to my 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock show. And if you have any questions, then you can always reach me at 805-419-0008. If you'd like to be an advertiser or sponsor on my show, I'd love to have you. Anything that can add value every day in every way is what my show is all about. If you have a journey that you've gone through and that can help you, definitely do that too. I'd love to hear from you there. With that, Marcia, thank you so much for being here.
And my pleasure.
Matt, thank you for being on the line. And I am going to start to post all my stuff for in a couple weeks where we're going to have Todd Patkin out. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is, if you realize how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought. With that, put only good thoughts into your mind, and you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Ooh-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey,